Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got your trip to Florida in about an hour, less than an hour from now.
If you want,
we'll hook you up with the clip right now so you can start trying to figure it out.
Yeah, let me hear it now.
I can remember all these clips are 6 seconds long, and they're all movies based in Florida.
Okay.
So that's where we're sending you.
Okay.
Here's today's clip.
Come on, y'all. Why acting suspicious? Get in.
Where are we going?
Go wherever you all want.
I know what that is. I know what that is, and I didn't see it, but I know what it is.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I know that line.
Come on now.
I know you didn't.
Why are you acting suspicious?
I know that line.
Come on, man.
All right. Let me think on it for a minute.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
It's not saying
it. Even though I didn't see it, I know what it is. Because I remember we had so much fun with that character.
Good, Al.
Good guess. Thank you. A little different coast, but good guess.
Y'all act suspicious.
All right, let's get to Tinder Tuesday.
Come on.
Tinder, love me.
So when you call the show, you get to hear her voice and chat with her.
Hi.
Or on
Instagram. Out of school, and you have to listen to Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah. She filled in for. She helped out with Emma Kelly yesterday.
Always having help.
How was the babysitting yesterday?
Yeah.
I love hanging out with Emma Kelly, and Brooke was a nice treat too.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing them to join you.
We got to go to the deli. It was an adventure. We skipped.
Man.
We answered phones.
Emma Kelly is one of the most hyper little girls I've ever met.
She was
she gets
adrenaline.
Her energy.
She was on adrenaline here, you know.
She was having such a blast.
She was trying.
Yeah. Wow.
So we were having fun in the studio.
Okay.
The whole day. And Elena was in there with them in the phone screening room.
Yeah. It makes my job easier.
Right?
They love answering the phones. They don't know what to say, but it's great.
Yeah.
Like the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And then you can hear them listening. They look over at me and they go, I don't know.
So how is
I don't
your,
know what to say.
How's your life on the dating apps these days?
I mean, you know.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
It's not great. I'm not mad about it. I'm having fun. I went to that speed dating thing last week on Valentine's Day. That was funny.
Yeah.
Mostly the people that were there. It actually ended up being a celebrity, local celebrity speed dating thing. So you can come date local celebrities.
That's why you were there.
Whoa.
And I didn't realize that. I just thought I saw it online and I was like, that's kind of funny.
Why didn't we get asked?
I don't know. Nobody asked me.
Because you're in a relationship.
Oh, that's what it was.
Girlfriend.
That's what it was.
Why don't I get asked?
I forgot.
I think y'all may have been a little bit too big of celebrities for this.
However, Al is going to try to get on that Raya for us.
Yeah, come on, Al.
I think
need to
you
pick up
should.
Your mind.
Yeah, no, we need to.
I'll run that account for you.
Yeah.
Just for the show.
I'll set it up.
All right, see what kind of famous girls you can talk to.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I want to know my competition on there.
So no love came out of
that,
huh?
Well, it ended up, I didn't realize that it was a local celebrity thing. So when I reached out, they were like, well, why don't you be one of the local celebrities? And I was like, okay, sure, why not? I don't have to pay if I'm the celebrity.
Right.
Well, it ended up being just a bunch of local musicians that I already know and hang out with, and then the people coming to the event. But mostly it was the local musicians. So I was just sitting there hanging out, talking to friends. I had a good time. It was funny.
Hangout sesh, basically.
Yeah, I met some other new interesting people as well, and I'm never mad about meeting new people. But I did come across this article the other day, and I think it's very interesting. I'll recap some of the highlights. And I've talked about this in the past as well, the mindset that guys and girls have when their sole primary dating world is coming from dating apps, which if you're a millennial, you may not have very much experience meeting somebody in real life like they did back in the day.
Like going up and actually talking to them?
Old fogies over here.
Yeah. Meeting someone in person and then asking them out and getting to know them. But this is an article written by a professional matchmaker based out of L.A. And
they know about love out in L.A., Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently so.
They know.
That.
Love and traffic.
Yeah.
So she's basically just talking about how dating apps have changed the game of dating. And that men's mentality, who have only dated on apps, is completely different. And I believe this for women as well. But it's completely different than people who have dated in real life and experienced different forms of meeting people. So what she's saying is men who whose primary way of meeting women in real life have less options. It's harder to meet someone that way.
Yeah.
So when they find an incredible woman, they're like, this is awesome. You're a catch.
That's right.
But, but there's a but.
But if a guy is relying heavily on these dating apps as their primary source for meeting women, they understand that it might be hard to find a catch. But then also, there's more women out there, and it encourages them to keep playing.
Keep shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's turned this dating into a game.
I want to keep adding stuff to my cart, like when I'm online shopping.
You know? Exactly.
I don't want to just purchase one item when I online shop.
You want to get a bunch.
I want to get a bunch of things, like to the point that when I online shop, I add things to a cart, and if I don't have more than one thing in the cart, I end up just not buying.
Well, the more you add, you get free shipping.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to pay for shipping, too, if it's just one little dinky thing.
One thing when we were dating back in the day before, well, I guess we had cell phones, but when you actually got a girl's number at the club and you had to reach across the bar and pick up a cocktail napkin and then ask the bartender for a pen and write it down, then you have to
Effort out.
It took effort.
So much work.
That's what I was getting at.
Man, I feel bad for you.
And then you get home at the end of the night, you got like two or three numbers on cocktail napkins.
But look at the effort you're already ahead because you've already made conversation enough to get a phone number.
And you already met in person.
That's right.
Yeah.
I see the perk. But the way that they describe this, it's interesting. You don't really think about it this way. Like she's saying, men really do understand that it's hard to meet great women, but they've have this Vegas gambling mentality about the dating app. They find somebody smart and great and pretty, and they connect with them. But then
the
app literally says, would you like to chat, or do you want to keep playing?
Uh-oh.
Like, it is a game.
Mm. Yeah.
And she also says that a man that is using dating apps is probably dating about 6 women at a time.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, that's the average.
That's normal.
But see, I have to look at it from my perspective when I did it. I would go on 5 dates in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did that a couple times.
That's a work. That's a lot.
Because you swipe right on a bunch, and a bunch of them respond. And if you're serious about it, you got to meet them face to face before you can move on.
And those five
so
guys.
I was like, how long am I going to drag this out? Let's meet.
Yeah.
And then cross them off the list. I went on 100 first dates.
Wow.
But you didn't do a lot of follow-ups, exactly. Right?
And I respect you so much for that. Yeah. I've had a conversation with a couple of friends lately, and they're just like, I just don't know why I'm not meeting guys and yada, yada, yada. I'm not in a place where I'm really complaining about it. I like to meet new people. I like to chat with people. I'm not being intentional about finding my mate for the rest of my life right now. I'm not concerned with getting married in the next year.
Right.
But I have a couple friends who are ready to settle down, and they constantly complain about why am I not meeting people? Why am I not doing this? And I said, because you're not being intentional about it. And I always bring you up.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, I don't like meeting guys on apps. I'm like, sorry, girl. This is the world we're living in.
That's the guys you're going
to
meet.
This is the way it is. I mean, not to say that you can't meet someone in real life, but if you are given a tool that can help you and you deny using it because you think you're better than that, then
people
that's on
be,
you.
People used to be embarrassed about it. And I used to say, I'm not doing that. But then it comes like, why not? Everybody's doing it.
It just is the way it is.
When I met a couple of girls on Match.com and they came up to the bar, wherever it was, how'd y'all meet? Match.com. I mean, I was. But now.
Or you make up a story.
You have to lie and make up a story.
But then some of my friends back in the day who did meet on those apps and made up the lie, now they have to keep up the lie.
Forever.
You know,
forever.
Now that nobody cares anymore.
Met in the deli.
You should have a coming out party when you're just sick of lying.
Just admit it.
It's like, if we met on a dating app, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a friend that announced it at their wedding. They're like, oh, and by the way,
that's perfect.
We actually met online.
Surprised everybody.
Yeah, it was several years ago again when it wasn't as, you know, okay or standard to use these apps.
But I remember back in the day, the girl I went to high school met her husband from a classified ad.
Oh, wait, what?
Yes, wow. You'd place classified ads
searching
if you
for
were
love?
Looking for love.
Yeah, yeah.
And she answered
with no photo, right?
She answered a classified ad, a man who
just
was looking
a few
for
words.
Love.
Were they buy the ads from the women that were not looking for love?
I don't have a lot of details.
Oh.
I'm just telling you what happened.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's what they used to do, yeah.
Yeah, I saw your ad. How much?
Oh, man.
So after ruining the dudes because we want to keep gambling.
Yes, but she also explained that men view women in categories. There's a category 1 girl and a category 2 girl.
Okay, yeah.
And so this is where it kind of brings like the lustful part of it into the into the dynamic.
What's
and
a
that
one?
Category one girl is a guy that, or a girl that a guy is willing to hook up with and sleep with.
Okay.
So most guys, she said, think about this. If you have a guy in your life, he would more than likely be willing to take it to that part, to sleep with you.
The romance.
And probably a few of your friends. Because they're men. And that's
what we do.
The way that they are set
you know
up,
what category you're in.
And then there's the category two girl, the girl who he's willing to actually date. And so you have to be mindful when you're with a guy or starting to date a guy or hang out with a guy. Like, what category do I want to be in?
Probably a two,
and
a two, right?
What category do you want?
It's the only time you want to be number two.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like hurricanes. You got a category one, you got
and
a
you have to be, again,
two.
Intentional right, about like where you place yourself. If you're the girl that's going to go home with a guy on the first night, then even if you could have been a category two girl, he's like, oh, okay, well, I got what I wanted out of that. So you have to be intentional about
where you're headed.
Oh, yeah, where what
I'd be
you
all right
do.
Being a hybrid.
A 1.5 instead of the 1.5.
Guys are gonna be using that this weekend.
A,
hey man,
a hybrid.
I met this cat one over here. I met this cat one, but this cat two is over here, and I'm not sure what I want to do. Go with the cat one, dog.
Go with the hybrid.
Yeah,
with the Jenna.
Hey, if that's the way you want to live your life. Do you?
Are we going to post that article up at KidNation.com so we can check it out?
Yes, I will put it on my social medias, and I believe I can send this to Amy as well, and she can make magic happen on the website.
Yeah, so we do a little learning there.
Yeah, you can read it and then learn stuff. It's awesome.
I'm talking about right there. We want to learn about you next, though, Kid Nation. It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy?
JC wipes his cat's butt. Does that make him crazy?
Because it was bothering me. It really was. He was not cleaning himself.
I don't blame you.
He was just not cleaning himself.
Sweet.
Yeah. But now I probably ruined him because he thinks I got to wipe him the whole time. Aww. That's what people are telling me.
Aww. Oh, yeah. You got him spoiled.
Yeah, I spoiled him up. So yeah, now he's like, I don't do this. I got somebody doing it for me.
Wipers!
Does that make me crazy? Probably. But I'm sure I'm not the only one out there. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are the things you have done. You think they're completely normal. And your friends have finally told you not. They're not. You need to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show. They'll let you know you're crazy.
Yep.
We'll tell you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Trip a day, this hour. We already played you the clip of the movie based in Florida. Big Al Mack still trying to figure it out.
Don't play it again or you? No time.
For you, Al, anything.
Thank you, dog.
Let's see if you get it this time.
Come on, y'all. Why acting suspicious? Get in.
Where are we going?
Go wherever you all want.
You still don't get it?
No.
You'll get it.
I know I know this.
Once we say it, once somebody guesses it, you're going to be like,
I know
really?
This line, too. I know that line.
Why are you acting suspicious?
I don't think you do.
I don't know,
I think
Al.
You do, but I don't think you saw this movie.
Okay.
I don't think you did either.
All right, I don't know it.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
You can call or text 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Some examples of Does That Make Me Crazy? We actually got a couple text messages right here.
Right.
This one from Ashley. I send my ex-husband's girlfriend flowers for her birthday and special occasions because I know he won't do it and I love her. She's great for my kids. Does that make me crazy?
That is the most sweetest. That's the most sweetest.
No.
That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard
that's
in
awesome.
My life.
That makes you awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think I know a single ex-girlfriend that would do that for somebody.
That's sweet.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it is.
Does this make me crazy? When I watch Teen Titans Go with my son, and I think Big Al sounds like the character Cyborg. I don't know. We have a clip right here. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
All I'm hearing is hot tub, hot, 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 hot tub.
All I'm hearing is hot tub, hot, hot, hot tub.
Yeah, you
know,
there you go.
You know what, Al? I've been watching that show a lot lately with my son, and you do remind me a lot of Cyborg.
Really?
Yeah.
Very sassy.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a funny dude.
Okay.
A couple more before we go to the text. I mean, the phones. This one's a callback from that caller that said she doesn't like losing hairs in case it ends up in a crime scene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So it goes along with that. But she says, I pull stray hairs out when I'm feeling threatened or uncomfortable somewhere and may need to leave evidence of me being there.
That's a great idea.
That's from Candace.
Oh, okay. So just the opposite.
She's doing the opposite. She's smart.
Leaving behind her DNA.
Exactly.
Gosh, I feel like I leave hair wherever I go.
You do, Jenna.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I've left a little DNA.
I got a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're like, where's Jenna? It's like, just follow the trail of hair. We'll find it.
My hair's been growing like crazy.
Yeah. I'm so polite that I will run out of my organic chemistry lecture in tears rather than tell the girl behind me to stop clicking her pen. Does that make me crazy?
Oh. Gotta tell her.
Oh, the clicking of the pen.
Yeah.
I'm a clicker, though.
Stuff like that in school. I remember taking the SAT, and this girl behind me, you know when people won't blow their nose, and they're just sniffing. And they go,
yeah.
She was behind me going, and I stood up. You're not even supposed to stand up without permission when you're taking that test.
Of course.
I stood up, I went, I saw paper towels, and I grabbed one, and I went back and put it on her desk. Sniff. I was so annoyed. We were trying to take a test.
Sniff again,
Jenna. Turn the music down.
Oh, stop it. He's going to try to hear if there's a booger in your nose, and she does not have one. You're so rude.
You sniff out. You're clear. Kelly?
I don't have any bugs. I don't have any bugs. I love
them. Whoa, JC.
I have allergies, sir.
I have allergies.
Thank you very much. Not all nostrils are clear.
Booger check.
All the time. All right, now that I embarrassed myself.
Yep.
Hi, Aubrey.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
What you got?
Okay. Every time I see a new commercial for a prescription medication, I have Al's voice in the back of my head saying, I have a cousin named that.
No, that does not make you crazy. That
no,
makes you a
funny.
Faithful listener. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Thank you, baby.
That makes you a P1 uh-huh. Kid Nation member right there, Aubrey.
Right,
thank you
right.
for calling. Have a wonderful day. Shelby, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing awesome. You have one bathroom related?
Yes.
What's up?
I cannot chew gum in the bathroom. Because I think when I breathe in, all the germs are going to stick to it.
I totally get that.
I'm with you on that.
Good.
I have to throw
it away, even if it's a brand new piece.
Wow. Yes, I think that's crazy.
I can't take a food item or drink in the bathroom.
It just, gross. It's so gross.
It just, I don't know. It just bothers me.
Oh, really?
I've never considered that that make me crazy. I don't know.
Because I always go in the bathroom, and a lot of the bars don't have the shelf, so you got to put the drink on the urinal.
Yeah. Oh. If I do take my beer into my bathroom, or any bathroom, a public bathroom
yeah.
at a bar or something, I'll stuff a cocktail napkin in the long neck.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Good move.
I think there's like little bathroom germs that are getting off in there.
You're a little crazy, but yeah, smart.
I agree.
All right.
She agrees, Al.
We're
I've
crazy
never thought together. Of that. I've never thought of...
I know what she's saying. I've thought of that, but I've never done any research. You know how you think things, and then you're like, you
right.
don't even Google to see if
right.
it's possible.
From Vanessa, speaking of breathing and breathing in stuff, when I'm walking by someone, I imagine what I think they smell like, and if I think they smell bad, I hold my breath until I pass them. Does that make me crazy?
Maybe, but we've had that one before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a repeat crazy.
I want to sniff, because I want to know what the smell would be like. So I do a deep smell. I do the deep sniff.
Yeah, like you get in the hair.
Yeah, like am I wrong or right?
Weird.
Yeah.
Just breathe normal.
I'm never that curious to go out of my way to sniff people.
And sometimes the people you think, oh, I don't think that person's going to smell good, they smell delicious. Not like, you know what I mean. Like they have a good
delicious.
Cologne. Yeah. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing awesome. We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
Every time I buy or sell anything online, I always go to that person's Facebook account, Instagram, anything, and I scroll through all their photos, their boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife photos, kids photos. I don't know why, I just do it. And the last time I sold something to somebody, they were talking to me, and I actually said their kid's name out loud, and they looked at me like I was crazy because they're like, how do you know my kid?
Wow. You can learn so much about people these days.
It might be a slight crazy.
I just do, because you're always worried. You're always worried, like, who am I meeting? And in the back of my head, I'm like, this person could be, somebody crazy.
Yeah.
And
you're the crazy one.
I'm going to go ahead and put you on
the
cusp.
I'm the crazy one.
I'm going to put you on the cusp of crazy and see if anybody knocks you off.
Yeah.
Cusp of crazy.
Yeah. Have you ever denied somebody a transaction because of what you found on their Facebook?
Yeah, if they look kind of shady or something like that, and like just their posts and stuff they wrote, I'm like, and I told them I already sold the item or something.
Wow. Yeah, you're crazy when you're passing up money.
Well, people are doing it more and more. People, I do it when people come in and apply for a job. You look at their posts and see what kind of person they are. You know, look at their social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're selling stuff. Who cares?
Right. Yeah.
That's what makes it crazy. Yeah. You're on the cusp, Danielle. Big Al will let you know later if you're crazy or not. And we'll take Marcy's call here.
All right.
Hi, Marcy.
Good morning.
So what do you do to your house?
Oh, they broke into my house a couple of times.
They have?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So what do you do now?
Well, my insurance company dropped me, so I had to find some new insurance.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It's terrible. Okay. Yeah.
But what do you do when, before you leave your house now because of this?
Well, when I go out by that door, I tell my house to watch out and keep all the bad people away. Don't let anybody in. That's not supposed to be in my house.
Oh, so you talk to your house.
You give your house a pep talk?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't work very well. You've got dropped by your insurance.
Yeah, your house isn't listening.
I started doing that last year.
Oh, has it been effective ever since?
So far.
There you go.
But this is about the time of year that it happened, so.
You have an alarm system?
No. I talked to my insurance agent, and they said that even if you do have an alarm system, they're still going to get in. They're still going to take stuff. They just won't be in your house as long.
Well, they can't.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's just throwing out of in the air.
Yeah, it is a deterrent.
A lock keeps an honest man honest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm very sorry about that.
I'm very depressed right now.
we'll give your house pep talks, too. Hopefully nobody else breaks in.
All right.
Are you really depressed now?
Oh, it's just that was just a sad energy right there. Really sad.
Hey, Raul.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not much. Just on my way to work listening to the show.
Yeah.
What you got, dog?
So every time that it's a bad habit, but I'm always walking, whenever I walk, I'm walking, you know, look at the floor and make sure that I don't step on any roly-polies at all.
I haven't seen a roly-poly in a minute.
You need to look.
Oh, they're everywhere.
You definitely need to look, but every time that I'm walking, I make sure that my eyes are always directed to the floor and I don't step on any roly-polies. Even when someone's walking with me, I make sure that they don't step on any roly-polies. Oh. I don't care about any other insects but roly-polies.
I love roly-polies.
Why do you like roly-polies so much?
I've always been obsessed with roly-polies. When I was a little kid, I would always get them and roll them around in my fingers. But I think that they're just so innocent.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I don't want anyone to step on them.
Now, when I was little, we called them doodle bugs.
No. Doodle
bugs.
The ones
that ball up in a little hot...
Yeah, are they doodle bugs? I don't know. I call them doodle bugs.
But don't you feel like, you know, I love roly polies too, and I put them in my hand and roll them up, but don't you feel like you're getting little heart attacks? They're scared to death.
Yeah.
That's why they're rolling up. They think they're under attack.
Have you ever put them...
I love roly polies.
Have you ever put them in a straw?
No!
In a straw?
You shoot roly polies?
When I was a kid.
You're a horrible person.
We had roly poly wars.
What does a roly poly do to deserve that?
They got the cool shell. They're protected.
You're awful.
I was a kid.
Awful.
It's all right. You wipe your cat's butt. You've made up for it.
Sorry, everything. Yeah, I'm a humanitarian now. You never had a roly-poly wool.
I've never thought to roll one up in a straw.
It's better than doing like the spit ball. More hygienic, at least.
Okay.
Or
I'll let you
it.
Go with that.
I think like it's bad or something. Hey, we do have some tidbit news for you guys coming up.
Yeah, we do.
For you Kid Nation. Big Al's got a story for you. And I think I met a guy that I love. I love this guy. That came out wrong.
That's more than tidbit.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No, this guy is a billiards player, and he won a big match.
Yeah.
And his reaction, because he doesn't speak English, is so hilarious. You'll get to meet him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Still got your Bachelor recap coming up in about an hour with Caroline Craddock. And she has a cute little clip for us as well.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with The Bachelor, but it's super hilarious.
All right.
We'll play that for you in about an hour. And Trip a Day, sometime this hour, before this hour ends, we'll give that away by playing you a movie clip from a movie based in Florida. You just got to tell us the title of that movie in 6 seconds or less, and you'll be on your way with three of your friends or your family members.
Like somebody's going to win.
Somebody will win today.
Yeah.
And tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday?
Yeah.
And then Thursday and Friday.
Wow.
Good deal.
Look at that,
JC, knowing his days of the week.
Every day of the week.
All right, but I want to hear more about you falling in love with a dude.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Thank you, Jenna Owens.
Uh-huh.
And welcome to today's broadcast of Tidbit News. Did you guys watch The Masters?
I saw a little bit of... No,
what?
Wait a minute. No, The Masters wasn't even on.
The Masters?
You guys, even bigger than the golf thing... The World Pool Masters.
Oh.
No, I missed that.
Oh, well, then you missed viral sensation Naoyuki Oi, who he won in the first round of the Masters.
And this is billiards.
Billiards, yeah.
Poop.
With the stick and all that stuff, yeah. He won his first round match, and he was super excited. The interviewer, however, spoke English, and Mr. Naoyuki did not. So it made for a pretty memorable interview.
But we thought you'd won it a couple of racks before you did win it.
My name is Naoyuki Oi. Today, very lucky. Congratulations, me! Yay! English, a little. No problem. Only so.
That's it.
So, so you had that shot to win it, and then you kind of recreated it for the crowd afterwards. When that shot didn't go in, did you think, I might have blown it here?
I have a pear. I have an apple. Oi, apple pear. そんな感じ.
I've not ever done an interview quite like this before, Naoki. Do you think you can win this tournament?
No problem.
Well, it turns.
Why does the guy keep going?
He's a professional.
No, he doesn't get it. This guy can't speak English. He's memorized phrases, and that's all he's got.
Well, you know,
they might even throw in an Asian.
The network might throw in one of those.
Oh my gosh! Why even continue with any questions at all?
Because they're telling him in his ear, "You got to buy time because we can't move on to the guys in a minute." So he tried to keep it going.
Well, let's.
Yay me!
Wait, is that who you love?
Today, very lucky. Congratulations, me!
I love this guy.
Yay!
Look how happy he is.
Oh,
Let's stay in Asia for a little while.
Real quick, Al, on Mr. Naoyuki.
Yes.
He ended up losing in the quarterfinals. And so
sad me.
Yeah.
So how do you take the news?
Yeah. All right.
Aww. All right, so let's stay in Asia for a little while. You'll love this, JC, because there's a dude that just broke a Guinness World Record.
That's my goal in life.
And that is your goal in life. You attempted it right here in our studio, but you didn't. You were not successful. But
no.
The pudding-eating... Did somebody beat his pudding?
No, this is even better, Kelly. This is the world champion of finger snapping.
Finger snapping?
Yes. How many times can you snap one your finger in 1 minute, in 60 seconds?
Okay, let's see.
Oh.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, same finger.
Wow, I can't do that.
I get tired. We're not going to listen to this record, are we?
Yeah.
Fast forward to the end.
How are we going to know if you broke the record?
It sounds the same now as it will in 60 seconds.
I mean, that's impressive because I can't snap. How many did he get?
I want to say it was 216 snaps, if I'm not mistaken.
Why are they playing that music?
Yeah.
Because that keeps you on beat, Jenna. There's no way I could do that. Maybe I could do the cheek snapping. Oh, I can do that.
That's pretty impressive.
Can you guys do that?
No.
It hurts.
I can.
It hurts.
I've never been able to do anything.
I'm just not going to do that.
I'm excited.
Come on, Kelly, do the cheek snapping.
I can't snap.
It's not
I'll do this one.
I can't do the armpit thing either. Yeah.
The tooting?
Yeah. I don't have a lot of body talent.
Yeah, body skills.
Skills, no.
I can do the tooting with the armpit.
I can't do that.
I can't whistle.
I can whistle. We need to figure out a world record to break this year.
We do?
As a radio show.
Yeah. Like, do you want me to go through existing records to see what you can break? Because you can create a new one, I believe.
That's our best shot, is to create one.
Well, yeah. Right. Well, then again,
this is just for you. This is your bucket list.
I know, but I want you guys to come up there with me.
Well, this
make it up there.
The thing is, if we can break it, somebody's probably going to break it like 10 minutes after we
break
it.
That's the hard thing, yeah.
I don't care. As long as my name is published.
It's not going to be published. If somebody breaks it like within an hour of you breaking a record, then, you know, it's all mute.
What about a radio show record?
Yeah.
Mute. Sorry to all the mutes listening. I'm very...
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
That was super offensive.
I said mute. A moot. Moot.
Yeah, okay.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
All right. Can you go one day without offending somebody? Yeah.
The longest DJ marathon on the radio lasted 198 hours.
Nope.
Oh, we got that?
No.
Don't worry about that.
Al can do it.
I'm leaving it to you.
We can do that.
Don't worry about that.
It's like the Raspberry Road Trip. Yeah. See, we'll find some for the radio show to break. All right, we do have that trip to Florida to give away. Don't call yet. Don't call yet. We'll tell you when to call. We'll play that clip for you again. And you'll be on your way to Captiva Island, Florida, where you're going to stay at the Tween Waters Inn Island Resort and Spa.
Nice.
We'll tell you to call next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, pick up those phones and get ready to dial our phone number, which is 1-800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 13 for 6 seconds from the beach. We'll play you a clip from a movie based in Florida. You tell us what movie that is in 6 seconds or less, and you're set to go. Just like that. We'll play as soon as we get a caller here. Alex Trebek. Love that guy. All uppity with his answers.
What's he doing?
He was rapping on Jeopardy again last night.
He was rapping?
Yeah, this time he did Kendrick Lamar, Lil Wayne, and Drake. Here is Alex Trebek dropping down some rhymes.
Let's rap, kids. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Lily.
What is Drake?
Good. Back to you, Julia.
Let's rap for 600, please.
Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. Julia.
Who is Kendrick Lamar?
Right.
Let's rap for 800, please.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start wheezy because the F is for finisher. Alex.
Who is Kanye West?
No.
Oh, what?
Lily.
Who's Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Let's rap for 1,000.
Panda, 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 panda. Lily.
Who's designer?
Designer, yes. I was just getting into this rap thing. I'm not too good at it, but I was getting into it.
Panda, 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 panda.
A great category. The only one on Jeopardy I would
Yeah, play. Yeah, right.
And you know the producers are having a blast making you do that.
Yeah.
He's a good sport, though. I figured he wouldn't be a good sport about that one right there.
Yeah, he played right along.
He looked like he was having fun. I told you I watched Beauty and the Beast twice yesterday and once during the weekend.
I'm actually excited about this new one, the remake.
I am now, too, because I've been watching the cartoon one.
Is it out?
I think.
In the next couple of weeks,
next couple
right?
of weeks, I think, yeah. Because they released a clip of Emma Watson singing in the new Beauty and the Beast. And she actually sounds pretty good.
Bonjour.
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 Every morning just the same. Since the morning that we came to this poor provincial town.
Good morning, Belle.
Good morning, Monsieur Jean. Have you lost something again?
Well, I believe I have. The problem is I can't remember what. Oh, well, I'm sure it'll come to me.
Where are you off to?
To return this book to Père Robert. It's about two lovers in Fair Verona.
Ooh.
Sounds boring.
Look, there she goes, let's go.
They do a good job recreating
I
it.
That. No one, something like Gaston.
Gaston. No one, something like Gaston. No one, something, 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 something like Gaston. March 17th, by the way, is when the movie comes out.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day weekend. All right.
How come they have a British accent, but they're in France?
So we can understand them?
Well, just have a regular English accent.
Thinking.
I was,
quit thinking.
You know when you watch a movie?
It.
When you watch a movie more than once and you start overanalyzing it? And I'm like,
how many times have you been watching Beauty and the Beast?
Right twice yesterday.
They're right next to each other, aren't they?
What?
You can take the channel.
You can take the channel.
You can take the channel. They didn't have the channel back then, though.
Yeah.
But I was thinking to myself, how did the horse stay there while Belle was in captivity when the Beast finally let her go that one time?
Spoiler alert.
Well, come on. Because he let the dad go.
I have forgotten everything, and I'm going next week to take my little sister to see the new one,
right.
of screening of it, and I'm excited. I want to be surprised. I forget all of it.
Because they let the dad go, and how did he get back to town? Because the horse was still there after Belle. Would get, and how long was she there? Like a week? The horse was just outside not
eating?
There
was another horse.
No, it was the same. It was her horse. It was a wussy horse that gets all scared of everything.
No, so okay, the dad, the father had his horse too.
Right.
Remember, he was going to the invention convention.
Right.
So it was his horse that took him back.
No, because
so Belle's horse was still there.
No, because the horse came back, and that's when Belle realized dad's missing because he came back with the invention. So she took that horse back to the castle, and that's when all that stuff went down.
No.
That's where it all went down.
Stop thinking.
I overanalyzed too much.
Yeah, you're overanalyzing Beauty and the Beast.
I can't help
you
it.
You know this, right?
I can't help it.
Can't wait till football.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I need football to come back so I could overanalyze Tom Brady. You know? All right, let's give away this trip.
All right.
We asked you to call to be contestant in our fun game, 6 seconds from the beach. Let's go to contestant number one. You were caller number 13. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. What you on your way to, on your way to work right now or what?
I am.
Nice. What do we do?
I'm in the field of drug toxicology.
Ooh. Drug toxicology.
You have to carry around a lot of urine?
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. So do I.
The pee-pee man.
Yeah.
It could get a little gross.
I bet, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, a trip would be nice for you to get away from all that pee-pee.
It sure would.
Here's how the rules work. We're going to play you this movie clip. It's 6 seconds long. After that is done, you will have 6 seconds to tell us what movie that is from. You get it right, and you win. It's that simple, okay?
No pressure.
All right. Here you go. We got it for you right here. Let's see if you know what movie this is from. And again, all these movies from Florida.
Come on, y'all. Why acting suspicious? Get in.
Where are we going?
Go wherever you all want.
Your 6 seconds start now.
Oh, my goodness. I do not know.
Oh! Scott!
Scott!
Scott! Scott!
Scott!
I know.
Oh, well, I'm yelling. I don't know it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Scott. Thank you for playing, man.
Thank you.
All right. Such a good dude. You can tell Scott's a good dude. Take this call right here.
All
right. We'll go with Charles. Are you there?
Oh, it's Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Wow. I like that name.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Well, hello, Charlotte.
I'm excited.
What are you doing right now, Charlotte?
Charlotte. Huh.
Pardon?
What are you doing right now?
I'm just sitting on my front porch.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like fun. Are you drinking coffee on the front porch?
Some hot tea, actually.
Oh, I love that visual.
Mm. Yeah.
Are there birds chirping?
Oh, my gosh. You guys sound so different on the phone than you do on the radio.
Yeah, we have radio voices.
Yeah,
on the phone,
this is our phone voice.
Yeah.
You just interrupted me pretending I was outside, but that's okay.
Are you sitting in a chair or are you Charlotte?
I am sitting in a chair.
That is such a cool. Is that like a family name, Charlotte?
Your daddy got to be named Charles.
My dad was Charles.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And my mom just added, she was trying to think of Charles's child, what to name, and she came up with another F on the end and
Charlotte.
And came up with Charlotte. But I'm always confused with the Charles.
Of course.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it's a typo, but that's fine.
You people need to think about that when you're naming your kids.
Yeah.
But yes, exactly. All these people that name their kids weird things anymore.
Once we figure it out, though, it's a really cool name.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Sure.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, let's see if we
can. I hated it growing up, but now I really like it when telemarketers call and ask to speak to Charles. Nope, sorry, no Charles here.
That's right.
Yeah, you got an automatic out.
Especially with the bill collector,
yes.
too. All right. Well, you know how the game works. We got this movie for you right here. It's a clip of 6 seconds from a movie based in Florida. Then you'll have 6 seconds to guess, okay?
Yes.
All right. Here you go.
Come on, y'all. Why acting suspicious? Get in.
Where are we going?
Go wherever you all want.
All right, your 6 seconds start now.
I believe that is Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers with Selena Gomez? That is correct!
Yes.
Look at you.
I'm so excited.
You're going to be drinking your morning tea on the beach.
Yep.
We almost went with Spring Break. But that was too easy.
Yeah.
That was too easy. Jenna, tell her where she's going.
I would love to, but I don't have the
sheet. Oh, here you go.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
All right. So, Charlotte, I hope you have a few friends to take because this is a trip for four to Captiva Island, Florida, with a stay at Tween Waters Inn Island Resort and Spa. This resort is nestled between the Gulf of Mexico and Pine Island Sound.
Nice.
13 tropical acres of luxury resort amenities, 3 pools, a fitness center, 2 bars, a full-service marina, right on the beach. It's going to be beautiful. Thank you, visitflorida.com. Who are you going to take?
Well, my husband, definitely. And then I'm not sure who the other two will be. Maybe I can get a little extra from friends.
Oh, you absolutely could.
Yeah.
What's your husband's name?
Bud.
Love that.
Bud and Charlotte.
You want to be friends with them, don't you?
You want to be friends with
them. Well, if you were, you would be going to the beach with them.
I know. Maybe I'll throw my hat in there. Try to win that trip with them. Yeah.
There you go. You have to bring a little bit more
to the
prizes for me. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me what you need, Charlotte. I will do it.
He'll hook you up.
Yeah. You want a clip of Kelly?
So sad me.
There you go. I got plenty
so
of them.
Sad me.
All right, Charlotte, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your trip.
Enjoy your trip, baby.
Have fun out there. We'll have another one for you tomorrow, Kid Nation. Don't you worry. Brand new movie and another trip. Same place. Just like that. So sad me.
Out of like my daughter was asking me, you were playing all these drops from yesterday. Yep. Taking out of context, things sound so bad.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They really
yeah.
do.
Yeah,
great.
They do.
That's why we save them.
Yeah, right? I want to lick it.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, girl, you got to hang out with me and get some sausage.
No, I That's meant right. that.
Yeah, you meant that one
I
for real.
I meant that. I want to smell your meat-stained breath.
Yeah, there you go.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
We have these are crazy, though.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, we often say that there's a lot to learn from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette just by watching these people that go on the show. But before we get into the recap from last night's episode,
yeah,
there's a lot we could learn from little kids.
Yeah.
And Caroline, you found a little video.
This is someone I know. This was someone I know sent this to me of her little student.
It's an example. That's not that yes. big of a deal when things go wrong,
yeah,
right?
It's not that big of a deal.
Now, do we need to set it up or you just want me to play
no,
it?
No, just go ahead and play it.
Just okay. play the, okay.
I think it speaks for itself.
Okay. okay. There's a little girl.
It's not a big deal.
What did you do? What is it?
I pooped a little bit in my pants, but it's not a big deal.
It's not?
No.
No.
You know, how cute is that?
So even when you have a little bit of poopy in your panties, not that big of a deal.
Not that big of a deal.
No.
It's not that big of a deal.
Not a big deal.
So cute. It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. I poo-pooed in my panties, but it's not a big deal.
I like how she comes up and she's already letting you know.
Yeah.
Hey. Don't worry. It's not that big of a deal.
I have another pair of panties. She had another pair of panties. She was all set.
My self-esteem is intact.
It's not a big deal.
I'm totally fine, you guys.
It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. What is it?
I pooped a little bit in my panties, but it's not a big deal.
There you go.
Nope.
No.
All right.
You know what I'm thinking now? It's not that big of a deal.
Not that big of a deal.
It's a little Tuesday inspiration for you guys.
That's your Tuesday
not
inspiration.
Not that big of a deal.
And your Tuesday song of the day. That's a little poopy numbers.
Counting this paper ain't new to me.
Nah.
Spending profits on the jewelry.
The
straight from the trenches, it ruined
okay.
me. Born a man of city, ain't got no unity. You ain't talking money, baby, you losing me.
Yeah.
You know this stuff don't get new.
Little poopy's actually.
It's a good rhyme.
The poopy.
The poopy.
yeah.
Hey,
not a big deal. Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. It's not that. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
All right, Caroline. So last night was a big episode for The Bachelor.
Yes, but before I get started, can I just share the gem that I found about Corinne real quick?
It's not a big deal.
It is not a big
Tell
deal.
Us,
this is actually
remind us who
kind of
is again.
So Corinne is the 24-year-old with a nanny from Miami who
she's cray.
We saw a wonderful side of her last night that I just could watch all day long is her shopping.
Yeah.
But I found someone sent to me her yearbook quote, and it is her picture and her quote.
Oh, wow.
Ready?
Ready.
Don't let anyone tell you who to be. If they try to, use a knife and cut their carotid artery. It's in the neck. It will kill a person in a few seconds. LOL.
That's her yearbook?
I have a hard time thinking the yearbook staff allowed that quote.
It's in there.
Well, I mean, that may be something that Photoshop. She signed to someone else.
No, that was her yearbook quote.
That was her quote.
Oh.
All right.
So anyway, my obsession with her is just at an all-time high.
So she's always been like that.
Yeah.
And she runs a multi-million dollar company as well.
Well, her dad does, well, but yeah. she's going to inherit she does
it.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we started in Bimini, and it was the whole drama because he sent the last girl the orphan home. So
the one that ate lipstick?
Yeah.
How many are left? I haven't
four.
Watched this season. So
four.
There's four left, so it's hometown.
Including Rachel,
night.
the black girl that's going to be the next Bachelor.
Yeah, so it's Raven.
She took him to a black church.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny.
More than that, he looks so awkward, too.
So it's Raven, Rachel, Corinne, and Vanessa that are left. So Raven lives in Hoxie, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yep.
So she takes him home, and she kind of shared with us in the beginning of the season that her dad was diagnosed with lung cancer, like, right when she left.
Right.
Mm. So they get to their house, and he shares with them that he's cancer-free.
While you've been gone, something important happened.
What?
I'm scared. Daddy had a scan.
Stop.
And... he's cancer-free.
Yeah, Dr. Mendelsohn said that. He said, I don't say this lightly, especially just a year and 3 months out from surgery, but he said, I'm going to say cancer-free, and I don't tell many people that. So.
All right.
Wow.
Awesome.
First of all, that's really cool.
Oh,
I'm so happy that he's cancer.
It's a big moment to share on the
I know.
Patch.
Yeah. I know. Second of all, poor
they
Nick.
See her. You know, they haven't seen her in 6 weeks. They got to tell her.
They had to tell her. But poor Nick tried to start the clap. You know, he wanted to be the clap moment.
He just could not be more awkward.
He really gave up after four.
Moment.
That's awkward to meet someone's parents, be like, I had cancer, now I'm cancer-free. It's heavy.
Yeah, you don't know what to say, so you just clap.
We're not clapping? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And y'all know me. I am full-blown hysterics last night over this.
Yeah?
Full-blown crying over this, and I don't even know any of them, but... she talked about how, like, she didn't think he was going to be able to walk her down the aisle and stuff. And so, anyway, I'm getting...
The feels?
Yes,
the feels hit you?
Well, I will guarantee you this. He ain't walking her down this aisle.
No, not with him. No.
Not with Nick.
So then Nick asks Raven's dad for permission to propose if that's the direction that he chooses to go.
Let's see how he does.
Don't take this wrong, but I didn't expect to like you. I don't know why, but I didn't. You're a very likable guy. I'm glad Raven's enjoying herself with you. That makes me feel good. I have enough faith in her judgment that I think, you know, I could live with that. I could. It would satisfy me.
So he's cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
so
Nick.
That was really easy. Easy hometown date. The only thing is she didn't tell him that she was falling in love with him, which is what they usually do when they bring them home.
Yeah.
And she's worried that she might have been the only girl that didn't.
Yeah, you don't need to push the love card out there.
Yeah. So next we have Rachel, and I'm a little worried for this whole situation here.
She's a lawyer.
She's an attorney. Yeah. She's genius. Sister. Her family is like super, what you can just tell they're well-educated, like beautiful people.
Yeah.
But they're only focusing on race during this whole thing. And it's like, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about their relationship. And, like, they're just really focused on it. So I'm hoping that this isn't, like, a precursor to how her season of Bachelorette's going to go. Because it's, like, all we're talking about how Nick is white and she is black. Well, it's like, okay, we get it.
Just like she said, the mom said, this is a first.
Yeah.
She never brought up.
For Rachel.
But apparently not for Rachel's sister.
Because Rachel's sister is married to a white guy.
Right.
So... I don't know. So Nick and Rachel sit down with the white husband and her sister.
This is after they go to the black church.
After they go to the black church.
Which is so fun.
Oh, no.
But if you've never been, it's like, what's happening?
He is the one white guy, and it's hysterical, and he's trying to keep up. But so I'm going to play this clip of them talking.
Okay. Two young lovebirds.
He's weird.
Coming for the hometown visit, huh? How do you feel?
Pretty good.
So far, so good?
You guys make us feel at home.
Good. Why? Because y'all look like us?
I can't help but notice.
You're white.
You are a white.
You are a white. Yeah.
So you are a white. Is this something new for you? Is this the first black woman you dated?
It is the first serious relationship I've been involved in with a black woman.
I've noticed you are a white.
You are a white.
I hear him saying that. He keeps saying this first serious. He doesn't look like he's very comfortable at all. You know
Nick?
What I'm saying? Nick, yeah. I think that might be the first sister he dated, period.
He didn't look comfortable in the church. He didn't look comfortable at dinner. And he didn't look comfortable every time they brought up that he was white, which was the entire
time. The whole show, yeah. So it was a little awkward, to say the least.
A little bit.
You are a white.
Bachelor doesn't know what to do with this. They've never had this happen before.
No.
Right.
We've never gotten to this point before. We don't know what to do.
Yeah, because she won the first impression, Rose. Like, she has been on his top list for a long time.
She looked so comfortable compared to him.
Yeah.
Well, he's always
she's confident
that way.
Yeah. And he's wildly insecure.
Right.
A confident girl is going to be comfortable in any situation.
So that right away would turn you off to the guy, right? When you notice that he doesn't have that right?
Yes. Yes.
Especially when you're a girl like Rachel.
He's scared.
But they have passion,
they
man. I mean,
together, right?
Their makeout at the end was like, woo. So anyway, then we go to Miami for Corinne's hometown date.
Oh,
Corinne.
So, you know, when the girls bring the boy home, they take them and do what they usually do on a day-to-day in their hometown. So Corinne takes Nick shopping.
Corinne is on a first-name basis with everyone here.
Good.
Every time Corinne walks into a store, it's like Christmas morning to the people who are working at this store. I think that's a good thing. She wants to show me what an ordinary day looks like to Corinne.
I'm totally getting this headband.
Which is a very unordinary day to literally everyone else.
I don't think I could listen to that voice every day.
I bet he loves this, though. Are they going to end up together?
I don't know.
I think that'd be the best.
Surprised.
I think that'd be best.
Yeah. She, in this episode, she actually seemed... less crazy.
I think because she was a little less drunk.
And her family seemed normal. I mean, not normal.
Ish.
Well, normal-ish. Yeah. Well,
but she spends $3,000 at this one store and buys him this full outfit. So it's like kind of like cool. A sugar mama kind of.
It was like $800 sweatshirt, like $700 pants.
Yeah.
It was cool, though.
Part of the show.
Yeah.
She's put on a show.
And then
they
she said,
seem like a good fit. Am I crazy? Like, it seems like he's like the type of guy that would like a girl like that.
Yeah.
But he said he's very, he's a bargain shopper, so I think.
Oh, whatever.
He might be.
Well, and that was the next topic, was that when she brings him home to meet her family, the dad is worried that, you know, Nick isn't going to make enough money selling vitamins on Instagram to... Yeah.
That's what he does.
The dad.
I'm sure that's what he's going to do now.
I make corn. Because
it's like, oh, I was in software sales, but now I'm just living being the bachelor. Well, so her dad says, I don't think he's going to make enough money for you.
He ruined it for her, I think.
Yeah.
You know, Corinne likes the finer things in life, mm-hmm. which is understandable.
Yes.
Like anybody would, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You know, how is he going to support you, support a family? And I want to make sure that if Nick doesn't become a success as the bachelor, which is a legitimate concern for a dad. You're going to be happy being the breadwinner. And she said, yes.
Well, that means a lot that she said that.
He was so defeated.
That's nice.
He's like, wait, Dad, aren't you going to take care of us?
Yeah.
I was hoping that maybe I could get on board with the company.
Are you okay with my little girl being the breadwinner in your household?
Corinne is the breadwinner. That is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Would you be cool with that, Al? Dr. Girlfriend making more money and
I told you.
Oh, yeah.
That's
already the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's holding on for.
I told you.
You're all set.
All right,
I'd be cool with
it. I loved her family. Her dad is super Greek. And every time he said Nick, I thought of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. He was like, this is Nick, and I am Gus. okay, so the last girl is Vanessa.
The perfect one.
And they now it is like, it's obscene. It's obscenely perfect. So they bring him to her school that she teaches the special needs children, who are not children. They're like in their 20s. And so it is just, it's like too much. It's like, we get it. She's perfect. And she's like so loving and sweet with her students.
Yeah.
So she brings him, so her parents are divorced. So they go to mom's house first, and they're a big Italian family, and everyone's got their concerns. It's like, where are you guys going to live? And in the bachelor world, we don't talk about that.
No.
You know?
Because it's not going to work out.
That's not something like, this is all fantasy. We don't talk about where we're going to live or what my husband's job is going to be.
Because
it's not a big deal.
Right. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Where we're going to live and what my husband's job is, not a big deal.
They're ruining everything.
So then they go to Vanessa's dad's house, and Vanessa's dad is like not thrilled, you know? So Nick asks, right 15 minutes after meeting him, oh, can I marry your daughter? And he's not very happy about it.
No. Very much care about your daughter. Huh? She makes me very happy. Okay. Sounds good. I just want my daughter not to get hurt and, you know, to be happy. I don't either. Okay. We want the exact same thing. Listen, I'm going to give you my blessing. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And I know that's not easy. And I that means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Now, at first he said no, but
He said no, and then he said yes. But
you can't understand Nick because he's the whole time.
But what's killing me is that it's like Vanessa has never seen an episode of The Bachelor, and she gets really upset when she finds out that Nick asked all the parents for their permission to propose.
Yeah. It's like online dating. You got to keep your options
open. And she gets like so upset, and it's like, have you never seen this show before?
I
know,
but I think they get caught up in the world that I'm the only one he's talking to.
I mean, in real life, I'd be mad if the guy was with his multiple girls' dads.
Absolutely, but this is Bachelor world. It's not real life.
And you know what's going to happen with the fantasy suite? Hopefully Vanessa is told.
What goes on in that fantasy. She's going to be in for a rude awakening if someone's getting sent home. No, of course not. So the last scene is they're in New York. And guess who lives in New York? Andy.
Who?
His first girlfriend. So she has to come in. She hasn't been around. She's got to get her 5 minutes in there. Like, she's all mad. Like, where have you been?
He's the one he hooked up with in the fantasy suite and then told the entire world.
And told everyone about it. Yeah. So we didn't get a rose ceremony. We don't know who's going home. But I made my predictions last week. I think, obviously, it's Rachel or Corinne that'll go home this week. And then I think top two are Vanessa and Raven.
Now I want Corinne to win.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
With this world that we live in today, who knows? But you know what? It's not a big deal.
I want Rachel to win and be the Bachelorette next season.
Oh, my.
That might happen.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.